Greetings in Jesus' name on this first day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently in the 30s outside and the sunshine is bright and we're grateful for it. We're expecting another spring snowstorm coming in on tomorrow night up to Wednesday, expecting over 2 feet of snow throughout this area. And we didn't have much snow during the winter, but it looks like the snow has returned with about a foot last week and now another couple feet this week. And it's one of those situations where we just keep trusting the Lord. What a powerful day we had on yesterday, and especially, on Saturday night, what a powerful time we had. We had our first ever in our new gymnasium, a presentation of the Lamb of God, God's Holy Lamb. And it was a musical, a cantata with monologue reading, and also the children's program of the Christian Academy. It was a tremendous time. We had almost 400 people there, and we're grateful to God for how He worked and moved, and I was able to preach and share the gospel with all of those people, and what a wonderful time it was. And we give God the glory for it all. Then yesterday was just a jam-packed day with another presentation of the cantata, another time of preaching the Word of God with overflow attendance. And then a special time last night where I invited the church to come to my home. And we had a large turnout here in my home and had the joy of leading another lady to Christ who had been troubled about her soul. And it was good to see her get saved last night. We also baptized another young man, 18-year-old young man, yesterday morning in the worship service. And the Lord is advancing. And we're careful to give Him the glory for it all. Thank you for praying for us and believing God with us as we are desirous of winning this region to Christ. And as you're praying, also pray about the transactions on the airplane. It looks like the end of May, I will be purchasing a Mooney M20J. And that's going to be our next airplane that we're going to use to traverse our way around New England and around the country, encouraging laborers, exalting Christ, and edifying the body of Christ. And thank you for praying for me about all of these things. In the book of Judges today, Judges chapter number 13 and verse number 8, the Bible says, "Then Manoah entreated the Lord and said, O my Lord, let the man of God, which thou didst send, come again unto us, and teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born." As God has shared with them that there is going to be a son, and they want to know exactly what to do. I want us to look in this passage of Scripture today and look first of all at Manoah's prayer. He entreated the Lord. I wonder, dear friend, today, what are you entreating the Lord about? What am I entreating the Lord about? I know recently many of you have been entreating the Lord about your health, and I join in with that. Others have been entreating the Lord about revival. Here Manoah entreated the Lord, and he said, "Oh, my Lord, let the man of God." Not only do we see Manoah's prayer, but we see Manoah's preacher. He said, "Let the man of God, which thou didst send, come again unto us." He was requesting the preacher, "Oh dear God, I'm praying to you and I'm asking you that the preacher will once again come again unto us." My. The blessing of the man of God, the preacher of the Word, the teacher of the Word. Where would we be was it not for the preciousness of the man of God that mounts the pulpit and preaches the Word and shares the Word in lessons and teaches us what we ought to do. And we see in this passage the great prayer that Manoah prayed. And we see in this passage the preacher. But I want us to notice last of all, I want to see the precepts. He said, when the man of God comes, we're praying that he would teach us what we shall do unto the child that shall be born. Oh, we want to know the precepts. We want to know how to raise our child. We want to know what to do. We want to know how to bring them up in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. And what a wonderful truth that this is, that we would do the same as parents, that we'd raise our kids in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and that we would be able to see them go on for Christ and serve the Lord in an amazing Christian way. You've been listening to this Monday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.